Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to meet your guides for tonight's fun-filled voyage. If there were pianos, there'd be grand pianos. If there were drums, there'd be big bass drums. And if there were harps, well, they'd stay sharp to the bottom of the glass. They're also more than happy to spend an afternoon in the environment of a craft fair, because they truly understand the eternal joy of a homemade gift. They can't wait to say hello, so will you please welcome Stan Gassi, Wilma Nigg and Brendan Shagburn.
And thanks there to our house band, the Big Busted Boogie Band. Thanks very much indeed. Welcome to the Curry Goat Radio Show. I'm Will.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Ben.
Starting, of course, with the results of our Give Up Smoking competition.
That's right. Now, as you may recall, anyone who kicked the habit was eligible for our prize draw to win a trip to Paris.
So we now ask Ben to draw the winning entry out of the hat.
Okay, here we go. And the winner is...
Will!
Yes!
What, so Will, you won the competition.
And you... organised the competition.
Yeah, incredibly lucky, wasn't it? Yeah, and I get a free holiday and I'll be able to stock up on 200 duty-free fags.
Hang on, you've given up.
Yeah, well, the competition's over now, so I'm going to start again, aren't I?
Yeah, but you still got to quit, Will, and the easiest way to stop is not to start.
Mm. Well, I know that, but... but when I was a kid, my dad caught me smoking, and he went out and bought a whole box of cigars and made me smoke the whole lot. And ever since then, I've been addicted.
I know what you mean. Well, my dad caught me smoking a joint once. He went right out and brought some pure grade A heroin and injected it into my eye.
Yeah, I know what you mean. My dad caught me picking a flower once, so he made me do all the gardening and house cleaning and cooking and washing for 15 years. I didn't do that again.
Well, look, Will, if you want to claim your trip to Paris, you're going to have to give up properly.
So how am I going to do that?
Aversion therapy. What happens, right, is we ask you if you want a cigarette, and then, if you do, you get an electric shock like this.
Ow!
Does it hurt, Will?
Ow! Yes, it bloody does!
It's good, though, isn't it?
Ow, will you stop doing that?
What?
This!
Ow!
Right, well, look, let's start. Will, do you want a cigarette?
Yes.
Do you want a cigarette?
Yes! I can't!
Do you want a cigarette?
No, I don't want any more.
Excellent.
There, you see what you can do if you put your mind to it, Will? Consider yourself cured.
Tell you what, though. Can I have another shot from that buzzer?
What?
Well, it's quite nice once you get the hang of it. Oh, that is good.
Will, stop that.
No, I need my fix.
Oh, yes. Oh, God, someone give him a fag.
Cheers, I'll take.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's now time to introduce our very special guest for this week. So please give it up for Susie Blake.
Now, Susie, you're an actress with a long and distinguished career in television and theatre. Do you smoke?
Now and again.
So you're a social smoker?
No, actually, Will, I'm an anti-social smoker. I only smoke in hospitals, petrol stations, christenings, you know, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm.
And have you ever tried giving up?
Well, I did try once. As a substitute for smoking, I tried chewing instead.
And what did you chew?
Cigarettes. It's disgusting. Now I use nicotine patches.
What are they like?
Well, they're delicious.
Ladies and gentlemen, Susie Blake!
And now, once again, it's those lovable buffoons from a bygone age, the Blahmen.
Quick 18 hot?
Just the job.
Perfect weather.
Takes me back to Wentworth, 1927.
Oh, the hole-in-one, eh?
That's a boy, bloody miracle.
I believe in miracles.
Where are you from?
Sexy thing.
After you, then, sir.
Well, here goes. Oh.
Dear sir, must congratulate you on excellence of last shot. Middle of her bloody top hole. Yours, Colonel Swaggington, on the scrapings bog.
Dear Colonel, letter of 10 seconds ago. Thank you very much. Your shot. Yours, Colonel Parp, Harrow on the trousers, grunts. dear Colonel, your last shot. Bloody terrible. Ha ha ha. Your Sir Harry Flaps, 14 the chitting, slash on the thigh, Mufferton.
Dear Golf Club, must complain in the strongest possible terms about presence of glass near the tee. Damned inconsiderate, here's enclosed 2 shillings.
Go on, out of my bloody way.
Oh, my go, sir.
Wish to protest against golfers rushing.
Dear Golf Club, why do you continue to let bullsy ninnies clutter up the green?
Dear Nick Faldo, could I please have one of your attractive Pringle jumpers?
Dear Zina Badawi, all news is good news since you came along.
Dear Melinda Messenger, please be my nurse.
lovely Melinda.
Lovely girl.
She makes me dizzy. Dizzy Melinda. I'm so dizzy.
My head is spinning like a whirlpool. It never ends.
Upper key.
I'm so dizzy. My head is spinning.
Wait a second. 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Hello, mate. Good to see you. You must be Dick.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Great to meet you.
Well, on behalf of Buxton and Palmer, welcome to Buxton and Palmer.
Right.
Yeah, so I guess it's up to me to show you the old ropes. Now, over in that corner is futures trading. They trade, you know, on futures. Then you've got the share options, basically dealing with the whole options thing on shares. And down at the end is the caretaker.
Right, and I guess he takes things in a caring way.
Yeah, right, you're catching on fast. Yeah. So basically the job's pretty simple. You have to keep your eyes on those numbers up there.
Right. Bloody hell, that one's just gone down from 22 to 0 in about 5 seconds.
No, that's just the lift.
Right, so not to worry about those numbers so much.
Probably not, no, right. No. This is your desk here. Now, how much experience have you had in overseas investment?
Well, went to Kenya in my year off.
Oh, great. That is good. I bet you've got a few great stories.
Oh, yeah, I got some great stories.
Great, yeah. So, basically, switch the computer on. Now, it can be a bit tricky, so I'll show you the ropes. You press here. And then, basically, someone comes along and turns it on for you.
Right.
Jeff, got a mo?
Just showing Dick here the old ropes when Africa in his year off.
Oh, great. Wow, bet he's got a few great stories.
Right, some great stories.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Jeff, just wanted to mention the old Dow Jones has gone up 5 points.
Oh, has it? Bloody hell. Oh, odd number. In at the deep end, eh, Dick?
Sounds exciting. What do you do now, Jeff?
Right, what we do, Dick, is immediately push this button here, and someone usually comes in and sorts it out.
Right,
yeah. Basically, I think the old Dow Jones has just gone up 5.
Odd number.
Exactly, yeah, you seem to be getting the hang of this pretty quickly. Hey, Fee, better watch out. Dick here's picking things up pretty quickly.
Great. Hey, Simon.
Yeah?
Jeff here's got a new recruit, Dick, picking it up pretty damn quick.
Oh, great.
He went to Africa in his year off.
Oh, I bet he's got some great stories.
Great stories, yeah. So, Dick, that's covered figures. One other thing, coffee. That's over here.
Right.
Yeah, this is the machine. Now, if I remember right, you push this button here, and someone brings you a coffee.
It's Vegetable Night on Radio 2.
Kicking off at 7:30 is a new four-part series, Cabbages and Kings, in which King Hussein of Jordan and boxing promoter Don King reflect on how sauerkraut has shaped their respective lives. That's Cabbages and Kings. Then at 8 o'clock, we present Vegetable 999, dramatic reconstructions of organically grown disasters.
Oh, no! What's that? Martin, look out!
What? Ah!
And it was at this point the giant pea fell on his head.
Then after the news, we'll be joining Dr. Patrick Dangerfield, independent vegetable consultant and guardian of the Royal Grow Bags, for a look at some of his latest vegetable creations.
Now look at this. This is a vegetable I've just invented. You grow it like a leek and eat it like a pumpkin. It's called a lumpkin. Here's another, Brussels spauliflower. You can smell it like a Brussels sprout, throw it away like a cauliflower. And this is my favourite. Smokes like a chimney, drinks like a fish. Mike Yarwood. Oh, hang on, that's not one of mine.
So join us for Vegetable Night here on Radio 2.
Gregory Gray here in the Flying Eye for the full traffic latest. Straight away, I should warn you there are delays on the M40 heading into town. Traffic is stationary, tailback is about 2 miles long, so watch out if you're coming in from the west. Closer to town, if we look down over... Oh, hang on. Look, you can see my house. Down there, look on the road. There, on the left, before the park. We're number 30. Hey, get closer. Who's that down there? I might know him. It's Mr. Barrett. He lives just down from us. Mr. Barrett, up here. Woo! Oh, we can't hear. Wait a minute. Ah! Ah! Nearly fell out there. That was close. Hey, look, my old school! Maybe I'll see my teacher.
How are you getting on there, Dick?
A bit of a problem, actually, Jeff. Coffee machine.
Coffee, right. Just press the buzzer.
Yeah, that's the problem. Buzzer doesn't work.
Oh, gosh, right. Better get the man. I'll just press the buzzer... Ah, oh,
right.
See your problem. Yeah, tricky one. Simon?
Yeah?
Bit of a problem.
Oh, gosh. Oh, by the way, great stories, Dick.
Thanks.
Great. Yeah, problem with a buzzer, Si. It doesn't seem to work.
Oh, right. Well, get the man in. Just press the buzz...
Right.
Problem, chaps. Oh, by the way, great stories, Dick.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, broken buzzer. Only thing is, can't ring for anyone because the buzzer's broken.
Oh, right. Oh, well, what we'll have to do is get a new buzzer.
Great.
Yeah, I'll send for someone. Just press the buzzer. Oh,
right. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Big Buzzer Boogie Band.
If you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling blue, there is only one thing for you to do. Take a walk down South Street, second on the right. Next to Norman's Takeaway, it's a place of pure delight. Come on, if you're undecided, you don't need powder. It's provided, come on down, Kevin Aykroyd's Laundry. It's the place to wash your cares away. There are lots of people and they're very friendly. They want to make you feel at home. But if Michael, Emma, Sam, keep them going. Darren, Julie, Graham, and Jerome. You just bring all your nephews, all your nieces, and 15 quid and 10 pence pieces down and give them. Kevin Aykroyd's Laundry. It's the place to wash your cares away, I want to tell you. It's the place to wash your cares away.
Opposite the post office.
Oh, it's the place to wash your cares away.
Next to the co-op.
It's the place to wash your cares away.
Right. Is everyone here? Good. Now listen up. If we pull this off, it'll be the biggest jewel heist this century, and everyone's got their part to play. So let's get on with the introductions. You all know Tony, the knife, McGraw, our weapons man, and Jimmy, the wheels, McGraw. He's the getaway driver. Now this is Steve Fingers, McGraw.
Yeah? What do you do?
I can get hold of cheap fish fingers.
I hate fish fingers. Can we get Mickey Turkey Dinosaurs, McGraw?
He's doing time. Food poisoning. Okay, down to business. Now, we've already started casing the joint. Where's Brian casing the joint, McGraw?
Hey, boss.
Perhaps you could read us your report.
Sure.
Yeah, perhaps you could read it out loud.
Sorry, boss. Right, 7 a.m, I set up watch on the bank. 8 a.m, the bank staff arrive. High Street still quiet. 9 a.m, the bank opened. There were two security guards. A few customers went in. At 9:05, a car pulled up outside the bank. Three men got out and went into the bank with stockings on their head. They ran out 2 minutes later and drove off.
Anything else?
Oh, yeah, the bank manager ran out and shouted, "They've taken all the money. There's nothing left. It's pointless anyone else trying to rob this particular bank."
Good work casing the joint.
Jeez.
Right, here's the plan. At 3:10, we leave here and do exactly what we want until it's time to do the robbery next week. Then, the big day is Tuesday, the 16th, which means...
Oh, no, boss. That's a very bad idea.
Why?
Well, I've been speaking to Peter Mystic Meg McGraw. He said that Jupiter is rising and Tuesday is bad for resolving money matters.
What's a good day?
Thursday. On Thursday, Sagittarians will come into a lot of money.
Excellent. How many Sagittarians have we got?
Well, Aries.
Capricorn.
Pisces.
Damn. Okay, on the day of the robbery, we get to the bank at 1300 hours. Wheels, you'll be driving. First person out of the car goes straight into the bank and starts queuing. Fingers, you take over from here.
Right, when you get inside the bank, you'll see three queues. Now, don't forget, whichever queue you pick will move slowest. Why is that? And have you ever noticed how the little pins on the chains, they don't work, do they? And you always get stuck behind a little old lady and she's always gone...
Oh, shut it, Fingers! What are you talking about? We get more than enough of that from Mickey Ben Elton McGraw. Now, when you've got the money, go straight to another counter, open an account and pay it back in again. There's no point losing valuable interest. All right, any questions? Yes, Marjorie Cack-handed McGraw.
I still haven't got anything to do.
All right, Cack-handed. You hold on to this valuable Ming vase.
Oh, thanks, boss. Oh, whoops.
This is it, boys. We're all set. There's just one final thing. There's too many of us. Someone's going to have to sit this one out. Any volunteers?
I will, boss.
Good man, Simon. Vital linchpin of the gang without whom the entire operation is definitely doomed to failure. McGraw.
It's Vegetable Night on Radio 2. Coming up shortly, The Merry Chives of Windsor. A rerun of the classic sitcom set in the herb gardens of Windsor Castle. Followed at 9:30 by a brand new variety show.
Hello, I'm Derek Sage.
And I'm Malcolm Onion.
And together we are... Derek and Malcolm!
And at 10 o'clock, we pay another visit to Dr. Patrick Dangerfield, Royal Vegetable Consultant and Fertiliser of the Queen's Bush. He'll be welcoming us into his greenhouse to demonstrate the latest in vegetable technology.
Now, what about these? Looks like a perfectly ordinary stick of celery, but it is, in fact, a gun. Celery guns, a tough, hardy perennial. Here's one I've implanted with a radish silencer. Listen. Not very good, are they? But these are just perfect. They look like aubergines, but you wear them like trousers. Aubergines. Waterproof trousers. I'm wearing some now, in fact. If I just sit down... All that moisture will be kept on the inside. So, how do I fasten up my aubergines? Well, the answer lies with these. Button mushrooms.
That's all still to come on Vegetable Night here on Radio 2.
And now it's time for our play of the week. This week, it's our tribute to the classic nautical tale, Mutiny on the Bounty, entitled...
Brouhaha on a Boat!
What are you reading, Ben?
Holiday brochure. Look at that. Jamaica.
Ah, Jamaica.
Jamaica, Jamaica, Jamaica.
Ah, Jamaica.
Ah, Jamaica.
Can you two stop saying Jamaica, please?
I think we should go on a cruise to Jamaica.
A once-in-a-lifetime cruise.
Well, if you want to go on a boat and see places, join the Navy. You get to sail around in a boat for free.
Brilliant. Who needs a luxury cruise? We just joined the once-in-a-lifetime Navy.
Jamaica!
Yeah, Jamaica!
And then when we get to Jamaica, we just jump ashore.
Jamaica!
Ah, Jamaica!
And then when we want to come back, we just join the Jamaican Navy and jump off when we get to Britain.
Britain!
Look, there's no way I'm joining the Navy. And put that accordion down, I'm not joining.
Come on, Dan, put your sailor's hat on. We're in the Navy now.
I suppose you think that's funny.
Come on, Dan, it's better than sitting at home. Get a load of that fresh sea air, a life on the ocean waves, and no sign of land.
It's on the other side of the boat. We haven't set off yet.
You must be the three new recruits.
Aha! You must be the captain.
Yeah, any chance of a cocktail?
What? Listen up, you lubbers. First rule, you address me as sir at all times. Second rule, you wear regulation Navy uniform at all times. Third rule, cabins will be kept immaculate at all times. You'll notice that all rules apply at all times. Even rules which can only apply at certain times are to apply at all times.
Which rules are they?
Sir.
No, please, just call me Ben. What are these rules, then?
No eating between meals, no eating during meals, no meals at all times. Meal times will be spent in silence, no whispering, no gesturing, no exaggerated mouthing of words, no crude miming of actions, no writing down messages and holding them up for others to read, no running on deck, no walking on deck, no standing on deck, no deck shoes on deck, no deck chairs on deck, no deck tables on deck, no bridge tables on the bridge. Lights out at 10, lights on at 6, no lights between these times, no reading lights, no landing lights, no Christmas lights, no fairy lights, no lamps, lanterns, torches, matches, no glowworms, no fireflies, nothing luminous nor fluorescent, nothing bright, light or white. All rules will be written in the rule book, no reading the rule book. Ah, now get on with your chores.
What chores?
Find a bitter, please. Rule 14, always laugh at the captain's joke. Rule 15, don't take the piss. You can start by swabbing the decks. Now get to work.
How are we going to swab the deck? I don't even know what swab the decks means.
Well, it means mop the decks.
So why don't they say mop the decks, then?
Because it's nautical. They have different words for things, like lash the mainsail to the spinnaker arm. That means put the kettle on. And a dozen shanks abaft the boom, that actually means Simone tells me you're in advertising.
Well, I've had enough. We must fight back. I say we force the captain to walk the plank.
Well, we could do, but walk the plank in nautical terms means hold these cabbages.
Well, I've got a plan which will sort him out. We meet back here after dark.
What's an owl doing out in the middle of the sea?
So you know why we're here? To talk of mutiny.
Mutiny? What the hell? I'm in.
Yeah, me too.
So it's agreed then. We mutiny.
When?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's not so good for me.
Okay, tomorrow's out. Thursday. Actually, Thursday's not good for me either. Friday?
No, I'd rather not. Friday's my busiest day.
Well, then we're into the weekend.
Well, I'm clear all weekend.
Yeah, me too.
All right, then. This weekend it is. So let's swear an oath of secrecy.
I swear.
I swear.
I swear. So the...
I swear. What's going on here, then?
Mutiny. I mean... nothing.
The thing is, boys, you can't mutiny on a Saturday. Not on a Saturday.
Why not?
Because on Saturday, you're all on double deck swabbing duty.
Oh, but it's my day off on Saturday. It says so on the rotor.
Oh, did I not tell you there's a new rotor?
A new rotor?
And if you look at the new rotor, I've used a system of coloured stickers. You can see under Saturday.
It's just got a green star.
You have to look at the key. Green star, double deck swabbing.
What's a red triangle mean? Oh, no, after deck swabbing, I'm on main brace splicing.
What's this shape?
A moon. Rope polishing.
Rope polishing? Oh, and I've got to tie the tiller topside the trestle sail.
And I'm down for swilling the portside poop deck. And triple anvil holding.
Good luck, boys. Ha ha!
Right, that's it. No more waiting. We mutiny at dawn.
How long's that?
Not that long.
What's a cockerel doing in the middle of the sea?
Don't worry about that. Mutiny! Everyone on the lifeboat! Let's go! Come on! Mutiny!
Shut up, Dan. We've done it now.
All right.
So now what do we do?
Start rowing. Come on.
Ah. So let's just get this straight. We mutinied by jumping into the lifeboat without any supplies and rowing off into the ocean. Are you sure that's right, Dan?
Oh, well, it's ages since I saw Mutiny on the Bounty. I know someone ends up in the lifeboat.
Lost at sea. It's hopeless.
If only we had an apple.
Why?
I just fancy an apple.
I know, I've got to eat something. Wait a second. There's a store cupboard down this end of the boat.
Oh, fantastic. Maybe there's some emergency rations in there.
Hello there, boys. Thought you'd lost me, did you?
What, you again?
That's right, me again. Lucky I made it on board. This boat's gonna need a skipper.
Why should that be you?
Because I've got the rotor. Look what it says.
A red... Is that a spider?
It's a tiger. I ran out of shape, so I had to cut it out myself. I only had big scissors.
Red tiger. Captain duty. Oh.
Exactly. Now, I want to see you spindling the keel mast, all in the countersails, half hitching the turnside wrenches, and, of course, any dissenters will be made to hold these cabbages.
Sorry?
Walk the plank. Now, the rules of this lifeboat are as follows. No loitering on deck, no sitting on deck, no standing on deck, no scuttling about in a silly crouching position, no smoking on deck, no smoking below deck, no smoking on the stairs, no pipes, cigars, cigarettos, or those big Arab things with the bubbles. Eating only in the areas provided. There are no areas provided. Is that clear? Where are we headed for?
Jamaica.
Aha! Jamaica! 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 Jamaica!
Oh, not you as well.
No, it's a nautical term. It means get rowing. And stop playing that accordion!
Well, we're practically at the end of the show now. In fact, there's only 37 words left in the script. Well, no, now there's only 27 left, which just gives me time to say... No, it doesn't. There are just enough words... So with 5 words left, that's all from us.
Good night!
You have been listening to the Curry Goat Radio Show. It was written and performed by Will Ing, Ben Silburn and Dan Gaster, with special guest stars Susie Blake. The music was played by the Big Buzzard Boogie Band, and the theme was composed by Nick King and Lawrence Frewer. The broadcast assistant was Linda Cobley, and the producer was Maria Espidoso. The broadcast assistant was Linda Cobley, and the producer was Maria... The broadcast assistant was Linda Cobley, and the producer was Maria Esposito.